Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We do have the coaches show coming up at 7. Kevin Stefanski is going to be on the show. The German linebacker, Carson Schwechinger, is on the show. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see if we can make that hard left turn to pay good on the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift.
Yeah, good luck to us.
The pivot that we've been, I mean, we did tease it for like 3 hours.
We'll pay and we're it off. Back to it. I just don't know that I'm going to have the energy or ability to pull, to really kind of do it, to do justice I thought I would.
Or some of the leftover residual anger, rage. That was rage that you heard there. And you don't hear me get to rage often. But is that going to then go over where all of a sudden you have a completely logical take on Taylor and Travis, and I'm just like, I don't even know what we're doing here anymore, man.
No, it won't work that way. I feel like because you went, you raged pretty hard there, and because you raged pretty hard, you'll be very soft. You'll be very soft. And I imagine this next 15 minutes will too probably be enraging for you as well. And so by the time we get to Taylor and my wacky Travis Kelce thought, I have a feeling you might be spent here. Right. I don't know.
I am Hungarian. So the depths of my rage.
There's no doubt you could rage for hours on end. That's not the debate here.
Oh, it's the topic change. It's going to be a misdirect.
Yes, it's getting so angry at the Browns for the Isaiah Bond signing and all the the fallout from that to then be like, you know what? I also agree with your point on Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. It's like, all right.
I actually am like the most agreeable man in the world in about 15 minutes time. So Isaiah Bond signing with the Cleveland Browns. Seemingly mere moments after after a grand jury in Texas decided to not move forward with charges on sexual assault. That's the basic reason why he went from being, again, a top 64 pick to being a undrafted kid that now has to try and make the Browns from here or start on the practice squad or what have you. But this tends to be about the devil's in the details and which organization is actually doing this, because it is the Cleveland Browns who've had a lot of problems with this, and not the Eagles. But we got a lot of calls in this one to give you guys a chance here to kind of speak your mind on this. Let's go. Where you want to go?
I want to go with Josh on the road.
Let's go with Josh on the road. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Thank you, gentlemen. First off, Nick, as a 40-year-old Browns fan whose only experiences have been pain, I want to thank you for being the on-air voice of all of us and saying what we've been feeling for the last 30 years.
You're welcome. It's my honor, my pleasure, buddy.
So I never thought that I'd be listening to the radio and get a free therapy session while we're at it.
Your therapy sessions are different than mine, man. Your therapist just yells at you all the time.
I would be the worst therapist because I would be like Jason Segel in Shrinking, where I do end up just being like, what are we doing here, man?
It was like a rage room moment, you know, just feed into it and let me just feed off yours. It was magic. But that said, if we want to address the off-the-field issues and this culture, all we need to do is look to the top of the food chain. Look who's signing the checks and the mess that they were in when they took over this team. Look at the scandals they had. You know, what you allow will continue. And, morally, ethically, kind of the pot calling the kettle gray. Anyhow, you guys have a great day. And, Nick, let it out, man. We're here for you.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate you.
What's interesting though, it's kind of like how, you know, earlier in the show, if people wanted us to get all outraged, or yesterday even with Stefanski commenting on Myles Garrett, and I made the comment to you, it was like they don't care. They've shown you no, even when it comes to perceived little things or some really big things, this organization just does not care, Nick. They've shown you time and time again they don't care.
Two things. I think it is more than fair to, when you see the litany of things that have gone wrong with the Cleveland Browns, with Jimmy Haslam owning them, to point out the other stuff. And I'll be honest with you, I completely forgot about mentioning the FBI stuff with Pilot Flying J. That's just bad out of me. I just forgot how many scandals we've done in the last 13 years. So that needs to be addressed, because that's a valid point to feel as a fan of where's my civic pride coming from this organization. Specifically what you just said, this is why when we talk to, when we talk about the Miles speeding thing or Shador, it's like there's specific outrage and there's proper outrage to have about speeding.
Mm-hmm.
And if it sounds dismissive, it's because of countless sexual assault allegations, lawsuits that have been brought into this team. It's because of countless legal things that have been brought into on a variety. So it's not, speeding doesn't matter. It is in the pan. I said this, I want to say when Miles got it. It's like, it's not that I'm speeding's awesome. No. One, I think it's a very relatable thing because I've spent my life, I'm sure you've spent in your life.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It is a very relatable thing that people do, maybe not 100 miles an hour. But the other thing is, what I really have grown tired of is the very serious, serious charges that have been brought in. And there have been a lot of them where women are the victim of this. And so there is a part where it's like, so like when we play back to, yeah, I'm not going to scream and shout about Myles Garrett. Like we were talking previously, like have 100 speeding tickets a year. I don't give a rip as long as nobody gets hurt. But this is where my outrage lies.
Well, for me, though, it's more the idea that when they do try to make a mountain out of a molehill and they do try to tell you how enraged they are when it comes to a Myles Garrett speeding ticket and how, extremely disappointed they are, or even when they undress Shador in the way that they try doing it, and everyone's like, you see, they told him. They made an example out of him. It's like, well, I point to these other issues to tell you that they don't actually care. It's all public-facing nonsense is all it is. It's all to make themselves seem like they care. They've never cared about what these guys do off the field, and you can judge that whatever way you want to judge that. I one time made the joke that if the devil had a 900 OPS, they would sign him, in referring to a baseball team. Like, that feels very similar in this instance to the Browns. Like, they only care about on the field. With Isaiah Bond, they just look at somebody that was a first-round, second-round projection. They need wide receivers. He's willing to sign. That's it. End of story for them.
Yeah, and I think for me, like, I really do want to have an organization where somebody that has been accused of, or somebody that actually has committed an egregious offense is afforded that chance. I do think, as somebody who's a proud American, I think that is a beautiful thing that can happen and does happen every single year in this country. I want to be that team, but with that comes success. And what I mean by that is, if you got a team full of rock solid leaders, and there is truly a culture of accountability, then you're helping someone, giving them that second chance, and you give them that second chance because success does breed confidence for people who have made missteps or mistakes or been accused of things previously. That's not who you are. That's not who you've been. Every time you brought one of these guys in, like Perrion Winfrey, it didn't work out. You know, Deshaun, obviously from the football perspective, but yeah, that hasn't worked out.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes. Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kareem worked out, but it's so few and far between with the examples.
I mean, that was, not to give Freddie Kitchens a whole hell of a lot of credit, who started that process? It was John Dorsey, and it was Freddie Kitchens.
No disagreement there. I was doing it under the Haslam umbrella though.
Okay.
And Haslam was the one that, remember, publicly came out and was like, you know, stamped down the idea that, you know, he gave that whole second chance speech essentially, which kind of very reminded me of what you were just doing right there. And I do believe in second chances as well. I don't want to rob people of that. I think the misstep for the Browns today is that it came within hours of discussing what's going on with Quinshon Judkins. Mm. Like, you couldn't even let us breathe with the idea that maybe, just maybe, there was some sense of change.
And specific to, so the timing is also, so not just the timing you mentioned, that I don't know how good they're going to be this year. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, this is where the desperate side of things do come out. They've always acted this way, so I can't say they're acting out of character. But the idea that you take Isaiah Bond and then you'd be willing to, and you're going to do everything you can with Judkins. You drafted him in the second round. You're not throwing that out. But with Isaiah Bond in particular, that smells of a team that is trying to get as many wins as they can this year and knows they have to build something to be able to sell not only ownership, but also the fan base.
The bare minimum this year is I just want to really like who, and there are guys I like. So when I'm painting a wide brush here. There are a lot of guys that, you know, Wyatt Teller, I do think the kid Shador, I think is just a gem of a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to be as a football player, but I love his energy. I love his vibe. I love the energy he brings, not just to the field, but to the, like, fans and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dylan Gabriel seems like a great kid. Do not believe in him as a football player, but man, I hope I'm wrong by it. He just seems like a great kid with a great head on his shoulders.
They have
right?
A lot of guys on this roster. Joe Bitonio is fantastic.
We could do a segment on how many good guys, but you're cheapening them when you're doing this stuff, and you're doing this stuff coming off what has been the biggest disappointment and the biggest failure of the Deshaun thing. And the whole thing this year, I mean, I remember, what was this offseason about? Looks like a lot of solid citizens here. Let's just get back to playing hard. Let's get back to being likable. If you're 3-14, that's fine. If I can just say I'd like you again and like everybody again, root for everybody instead of it to be like, okay, I'm gonna take my hand over this picture. I'm gonna root for you.
Yeah, on certain plays. 32. Certain plays. Go Browns. Yeah. Other plays, it's like, yeah.
Wait, who scored that touchdown?
I don't know.
Oh, thank God I like him.
Don't know about that one.
He's not been accused of anything heinous. Let's go with Tony in Mansfield. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Great show today. Yeah, you guys have been, it's been a therapy session, and it's been awesome because this is exactly how me and the guys feel when we're sitting around talking on our lunch breaks. It's so frustrating to think that we're the second chance you, which, like you said, Nick, I think every player should have, or any individual, but if you don't have an organic football team that has good leadership and a good culture, nothing's going to change. Oh, another one I forgot about was, like, you guys remember the Malik McDowell situation running around naked too. So,
yeah.
But that's what I'm saying is we have all these issues, but we don't have a culture to where these second chance players can really grow in, and nothing happens except for just a press slap on the wrist. And it's just so frustrating that we don't even know who our leaders are, because our leaders are just throw some money at him, like Myles Garrett. Well, we know Myles Garrett's an amazing player, but it's like, okay, we threw money at him, now he's a leader. Or it's Deshaun Watson as a captain because he threw for 120 yards one game, and now we're going to give him a game ball. It's so comical to where it's so frustrating. It's comical. And it's just, we don't have a culture or a leadership. And like you guys just said, the one person, yeah, he did speed. He's young. I'll give him a break on that. But the true person that kind of envelops what Browns culture should be in our community is Shedeur Sanders. The way he is outside of the lines has been excellent. Says all the right things, does all the right things. The way he reacts or interacts with the kids or whoever it is. But that's a fifth-round pick that we have hope in that's injured right now coming into the second week of preseason. So I appreciate you guys. You guys are saying everything that every Browns fan's feeling, and it's just frustrating. Keep up the good work. Great show. Have a good night, guys.
Tony, thanks, we appreciate Tony. You, buddy. I like when people say nice things about me.
An update from Mary Kay, by the way. She just tweeted out, the Browns are doing their diligence on wide receiver Isaiah Bond, who went undrafted because of a sexual assault charge. That was no build on Thursday. And she says he hasn't signed yet, and it's not happening today, according to her sources. So even though he's tweeted it out himself, his agency's tweeted out himself, you can tell the Browns, in the past 35 minutes or so, woke up to the idea, maybe today's not the day to actually announce that signing.
They read the room. Didn't know they could do that.
Well, they didn't, before we give them too much credit, I mean, it's probably going to come tomorrow.
Like, Friday news dump.
It's not. It's just for a second here. They give them, in 35 minutes, they realized this probably wasn't the smartest thing to go ahead and have everyone talking about right after the Judkins news.
We attempt the left turn for the show in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.